My name is Sarah Noel Sweeney, and I am the Director of Spiritual Care Education at the Seminary of the Southwest. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. They said, "Tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? Who is it who gave you this authority?" Miserably, I begin every day with a news briefing. As a parent, a preacher, and a person, I busy myself to know lots of stuff and things. For the past few years, I've lost my former loyalty to most news sources. I haven't stopped acting on what I do know, but I'm keenly aware that every storyteller has their motivations. My faith life is not immune to this stance of suspicion. So, like the elders, the chief priests, and the good old scribes, I sometimes doubt the good news as well as the bad. I can stare at the mangerless creche in my entryway and really be thinking, yeah, but why does Mary have to be so meek and mild anyway? Jesus is not deterred by my super woke mistrust. He says to the elders and to me, "Keep listening to me. Follow me to the next encounter." At our Advent family dinner table, we light the candles and share how God is using the reading of the day to work on us. This includes our doubts, our dark fear of being wrong, and our fretting that we don't know enough. Jesus says to the elders and to us, "You're not ready to trust. But stick around and listen anyway. As bad and good news surely come, may we watch for how Christ is being born right in our midst, beckoning us with ongoing light." Let us pray. Mighty God, break through our doubts and dark nights, sending the light and hope of our patient Savior once again. Amen.